This last sentence of the gospel today is probably one of the most challenging in all the scriptures. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I say it's challenging because, of course, we're human. We know we're not perfect. We know we make mistakes, we know we screw up, and we know we have sin. So we know we're not perfect. So how can we be perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect? It almost seems impossible. But it's really not. And it's something that we need to be striving for every day of our lives. You see, our Heavenly Father is perfect in everything, but especially in distributing His love and His mercy. He gives His graces of love and mercy to everyone. Every single person on earth can receive God's graces. The question is, how open are we as individuals to that grace and mercy? Are we open to it? Are we accepting it? Do we want it? Or are we closed off to it? And have we turned inward? That's what it means to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. But not only to accepting those graces, but also to giving our love and our forgiveness and our mercy to those around us. We need to be perfect in that way as well. That's how we are perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Our Lord challenges us, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Of course, we don't want to do that. We don't want to love our enemies. We don't want to pray for those who persecute you. We want to hold our grudges. We want to, someone made me mad, or someone upset me, or someone, did something to me, and I'm going to hold that against them. That's what we want to do deep down in our souls. And of course, our Lord challenges not to do that. In fact, He challenges us to go further. He says, give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. Not only are we to give our love to others by forgiving them, by not holding grudges against them, by loving them, but also by giving of ourselves to them. Again, this is a challenge for us. It's something that we don't want to do. But this is what it means in the words of the first reading, to be holy as the Lord your God is holy. To be holy in this life means that we are living up to what God asks of us. We are like God in our perfection. That's what it means to be holy. But we live in a culture, and many of us may even think that, loving your enemies and praying for those who persecute you, that's foolish. I always get a kick out of watching kind of a sad humor at some of these political commentaries. These, you see them on TV or hear them on the radio, and they're spouting off about something. Their reaction to those who disagree with them does not seem to be respect and love. Instead, it's crush your enemies with the military or with political power or with violence or by yelling at them or whatever tool you have at your disposal, and destroy those who persecute you. That seems to be the message you hear coming from these political commentators. But St. Paul's response, if anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. The world's wisdom says that we need to eliminate our enemies. We can't love them. We can't forgive them. We can't pray for them. We need to get rid of them. St. Paul reminds us that's foolishness in the eyes of God. God's wisdom is to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. This is what we are called to do. We are called to strive to conform our wills to God's will. Not to what we want, not to what the world says is important, but what God says is important. What God says is wisdom. That's what it means to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. So how do we do this? How do we conform our will to God's will? How do we be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect? Well, we go back to the first reading. We have there a series of statements that we need to follow every day of our lives. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, Do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Again, this is a challenge for us. We don't want to do any of that. But if we can live these scriptures perfectly, to the best of our ability, and strive always to live these scriptures, then we will be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, we might fail, and that's why we have the sacrament of confession, to ask for forgiveness from our Heavenly Father and to show our love to our neighbor by going to them and asking forgiveness from them humbly, to have humility. But we need to strive daily to follow these scriptures so that we too may one day be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.